This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to WHL This Week Radio Edition. Yes, the Medicine Hat Tigers welcoming back their captain with open arms. Hunter Shinkaruk is back with the team after a stint with the Vancouver Canucks. We'll have more with Hunter in a moment. Mitch Holmberg and the Spokane Chiefs are on fire to start the season. Denny's WHL Player of the Week will also stop by. Vancouver Canucks first-round pick Hunter Shinkaruk is back with his teammates in Medicine Hat. Longtime voice of the Tigers, Bob Ridley, has more.
Hunter Shinkaruk back with this Tiger Hockey Club. Some mixed emotions, I'm sure. I know you've got a great passion for playing the game of hockey, but would it nice been to hang around the Vancouver Canucks for a little bit longer, maybe?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, it was a great experience. I thought I played well, and I learned a lot from the older guys and the team and the coaching staff. So, if I look back on it, I wouldn't have changed anything. But, it would be nice to still be there. But, I'm really excited to be down here in Medicine Hat now.
All right, you had to be happy with your play. I mean, scored a couple of goals. I'm not sure just exactly how many points that you had, but you must have really dazzled them there.
Yeah, I was really happy with my play. Obviously going in, I didn't really know what to expect. Being an 18-year-old playing in the best league in the world, I didn't really have too much expectations, but getting that first goal in the first game kind of added to my confidence, and I thought I played well every game. So I'm lucky enough that it was a great experience, and now just a lot to grow on.
Okay, a guy like yourself loves to score goals, a great passion to score goals, but I would have to think they probably say, Hunter, you also got to work on your defensive game a little bit. Was that one of the things they want you to work on?
They didn't mention that in the interview when I went back. So that was kind of one thing that this summer I really focused on, and when I was playing, I focused on. I knew that I was going to have to block shots. I was going to have to get pucks out on the wall, and I thought I did really well at that. Obviously there's a lot of room for improvement, just like there is in all parts of my game. But I'm really happy with how far that part of my game evolved.
Now, what was the highlight of your tenure there with the Vancouver Canucks?
There's probably two in there, both my goals. Obviously the first one, it was in my first game, and, it was a pretty exciting moment. My parents on the Jumbotron, that was a pretty neat touch, too. And the second one was pretty cool, too. It being against Henrik Lundqvist, that was pretty neat. I came back to the bench, and I was pretty shocked.
Absolutely. Once again, things to improve coming back here and helping this Tiger team. Are you quite surprised that after the start that they are at 4-1?
No, I'm not surprised at all. This team is a great team. Obviously last year we had a lot of young guys, and you see the impact they've had so far in the start of the season. And that's what we want to see. And I give the guys a lot of credit for that. And I'm just trying to come back here and keep playing my game and be the leader of this team and really lead them to a successful season, like we've had a start.
And you've got lots to kind of shoot for this year, too. Another shot at playing for the national junior team.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one thing that is definitely going to be on my list. Obviously being cut last year was tough, but, I have another chance to make that team and try to win a gold medal. So that's an experience that, a lot of kids in Canada grow up, dreaming of, and the chance that I have is pretty cool.
Last year, the Tigers had a great 1-2 punch in yourself and also Curtis Volk. I'm sure Volk is kind of happy that you two are reunited again.
Yeah, Volk is a great player. Whether I'm back here, I'm in, Vancouver. I knew he was going to have success. He has a lot of talent, and, he's a good kid, too. He works hard. So, the fact that I'm back now, maybe it'll just add that to that chemistry that we had, last year. And, hopefully we have another great year.
Sure you will. And I know that the fans are just so tickled that, the Vancouver Canucks sent you back, but happy as well that you had such a great camp. And all the best this year, Hunter.
All right. Thanks, Rizzy.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. Former Kelowna Rockets defenseman, now starring with the Nashville Predators, Shea Weber.
It definitely preps you for the NHL game. They're very similar schedule styles and everything as far as on the ice and off the ice. They make sure that you're ready and prepared to play in the NHL.
Weber with a drive, he scores! Right off the faceoff! He hammered that one!
Former Saskatoon Blades defenseman, now with the Colorado Avalanche, Stephen Elliott.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best junior hockey league out there, and it provides the best competition and prepares you the best for the NHL.
Elliott moves across. It's shot, score!
How about that? After a great defensive play, he scores the go-ahead goal, Stephen Elliott.
The Western Hockey League. It's time.
The Canadian Hockey League proudly announced this week that 397 CHL graduates were listed on NHL opening day rosters, including 148 from the WHL. That represents over 55% of all players in the league to start the 2013-14 season. CHL continues to be the number one supplier of talent to the NHL. Well, the rosters are beginning to come together for the upcoming U16 Challenge Cup in Calgary beginning at the end of the month. The best 15-year-olds from BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba will take part. It is the first step in Hockey Canada's program of excellence. Team BC enters as the defending gold medal champions from last year's event, and we'll have more on the event coming up on next week's show.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Well, the Denny's WHL Player of the Week is Mitch Holmberg of the Spokane Chiefs. So what a start, Mitch, for not only you, but your hockey club, 4-0, and for you, 14 points through those four games.
Yeah, it's definitely been a fun start for our team, and obviously getting those first three wins on the road were really helpful, and getting the one on Saturday was huge, too. I think the nerves kind of set in, but we found a way to win, so it was huge for our team.
Yeah, take me through the week. Two on the island against the Royals, and then your home opener against the Tri-City Americans. Break it down for us.
I think the first two games in Vic, they were hard-fought games, and I don't think the score really reflected the play of the game. And I think we got a lot of bounces that went our way, and we were able to capitalize on our chances. And then coming into Saturday night, it was just a hard-fought battle. Tri put up a really good game, and you know we got down early in the game, and then I think we found a way to respond. And going into the third period, we just want to hold our game and hold our composure. And if we knew we played our way, it'd all go in our favor.
Yourself, you were in on 10 of the 14 goals the Chiefs scored this week. Yourself and line mate Mike Aviani out to a great start. Just tell me about your line and how you guys have got it done.
I think just playing with Mike, it's been a long process. I think we've played together 4 years now. So I think as of this year, we can really sense where each other are going to be. And it's just it's been fun playing with him, getting the pucks to the net and just trying to play in the offensive zone, I think, is our biggest thing. And we've also been playing pretty good defensively, but we've honestly just been trying to get pucks to the net, and we've been crashing the net, and we've had those lucky bounces where the pucks have been sitting there in the crease, and we've been able to put them back.
Something about the Chiefs the last few years, great on the power play. It just seems that you guys have that man advantage really, really working to start the season here again.
I think we have great guys on the power play, and I think we've all learned from great people, too. Obviously, we had Kitchen last year, and we had Cowan around and Johnson, and those are guys you all want to learn from, and I think right now it's starting to get to that point where we're all just kind of clicking again on the power play. And we watched it last year with Kitch running back there, and this year we got Reed Gow and Mike Aviani and Jason Pram. And I think just our biggest thing has just been trying to keep it simple right now. Obviously, the plays we do make sometimes, but it's just been, for the most part, just putting pucks to the net, and they've been going in.
You know, Mitch, it seems every year no one really talks about the Chiefs to start the year as a contender. You know, this year, you know, the talk about Portland, Kelowna, Victoria as well. But you have to think with the amount of returning players you have this year, you're in good hands as you, you know, you look for a WHL title here.
I think so. I think we had 16 or 17 guys returning, and it's a hard place to play. Not in that sense, but just being way out here and not really knowing other teams, not really knowing what we have, and it's been fun kind of being the underdogs the last couple of years. And my first year here, we went to the finals, and every year we've been a second or third round player and team. So I think it's just been a fun game, and I think the team, we are a little bit underrated, but we're gonna earn our way up through the rankings with hard work, and that's all we can really ask for.
Mitch, you're a five-year guy. What's motivating you? You know, I think back to Tyler Johnson there in Spokane, an undrafted 20-year-old that went on to sign an NHL contract. You have to think that, you know, if you can continue with your success, you could be the next guy in line for that.
I think so, and Tyler's definitely a guy I look up to. He played the game the right way, and he didn't have all the size, and he doesn't have all the skill, but he worked his hardest every night, and that's what got him to where he is, and I think that's an inspiration for me, just seeing him where he is now, and just getting a chance to talk to him during the summer, and just the life he's kind of living now. It's all pretty cool, and that's honestly the motivation, just knowing that there's guys that do make it that go undrafted, and they do have a longer career in the WHL, and that's just something that I want to do, and I really want to make it to the next level.
Hey, great stuff, Mitch. Appreciate this. Great start for your season, the Chiefs season as well, and congratulations being named the Denny's WHL Player of the Week.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Hey, and that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests, Hunter Shinkarik in Medicine Hat, as well as Mitch Holmberg in Spokane. And special thanks to Bob Ridley in Medicine Hat for his help. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Eastern Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.